If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is great news for people in this East Side town.
Great.
It's an Americana get-together, brings out a tight-knit group of enthusiasts.
Yeah.
They deserve to have this weekly event.
Have some fun.
But it is weird that this kind of event is still so popular.
Oh.
And even though there are folks out there that, enough folks that kicked and screamed to keep this going in the face of adversity, will there be the same support 10, 15, 20 years from
now? Oh, all right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
The Log Cabin is a restaurant out in Macedon.
Oh, okay. Pancakes and stuff?
I don't know. Let's assume so because it's made
out of
logs. They're known for more than just their fine dining. For years, they've done a cruise night.
Oh, with the hot rods.
Yep, classic cars. Local folks display them.
Yeah.
Right? Genuine American muscle, buddy. Mm-hmm. That tradition, which, by the way, had been going on for more than 30 years.
No kidding.
Was put in jeopardy a few months ago.
What happened?
Well,
running out of hot rods.
The town adopted a new law.
No hot rodding after 6.
They required a special permit to pre-approve before events like this could take place. And for whatever reason, getting this permit became an issue for the restaurant, even though they had been doing this, like I said, for 30 years.
All they do is park and sit. What do you need a permit for?
Need a permit. You got a permit for
to
that?
To park my car with these other cars.
I guess maybe it's because it's a big event. There's people around. Anyway,
yeah.
The event had to be canceled multiple times.
Oh, no.
And the owner of the restaurant said on News 8 that if it weren't for a petition from the diehards of this cruise night, and there were a ton of them.
The hot rodders.
Yes. This could have gone away forever.
Yeah.
But the event is back. Folks in the car community out their way get to see each other once again.
Yeah.
And all is right in the world. And
great
for them, man.
All right.
But I do have a question.
What is that?
Car shows are still this popular in 2025?
I still see them around town.
But cruise nights specific.
Where you go to like the burger joint and all the old guys sit out there with their cars.
Their classic
stuff.
Cars. Yeah. Like, cause
I thought they travel. You know, they had the big one in Syracuse.
That's a big one now.
It's the biggest in the country, I think. It's the Nationals.
Syracuse Nationals?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you saying it's the biggest in the country just because it has the word Nationals in it?
No, I think this hot rod.
Yeah.
Thing that they do in Syracuse is the biggest in the country.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay.
No, but there's like thousands of these hot rods.
No, look, I get that like a national thing would attract all types of people.
But I think it's still a thing for these guys. Because what else are you going to do with a hot rod if you're my age?
Yes.
You want to show it off.
These things, yeah.
I understand that these guys want to show off their cars.
Right.
What I'm getting at is car culture is not what it used to be. Because even if you are mechanically inclined, with modern cars, it's almost impossible to work on them.
Well, yeah.
Technology.
Yeah.
And it's been trending that way, like the declining car culture for the last 2 decades. I would not have thought that in the greater Rochester area, in the town of Macedon specifically, there were enough hardcore classic car fans that still existed where you could have a cruise night there or multiple cruise nights across the greater Rochester area.
But these guys kind of move around, too.
I think there are some like restaurants and things that'll have them like once a week during the summer.
No, I know. I understand. It still blows my mind. Because, Tommy, these cars are from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and
70s. Yeah, yeah.
And like a lot
they're
of
muscle cars on up, yeah.
And like most of the people that own these cars, these were the cars they wanted when they were teenagers.
This guy's my age.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're super expensive.
It will be interesting to see when those cars get eventually passed down to like the next generation, yeah, like their kids or grandkids, whoever inherits these cars, like, will they be into them, or is that going to be something they decide to sell off because I have no interest in this?
But to sell it, there has to be someone else to take it.
So there's a big market for this stuff overseas. For vintage hot rods and stuff.
Really?
Saudi Arabia in particular is crazy for vintage hot rods, drag racing, Formula One. They're into all this.
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know.
Okay, because I thought you were going to tell me China. It's always China with you.
China might be
Chinese businessmen.
Japanese, Indonesia.
Is it because they're trying to replace the cheese over in China?
Well, you know, they want to have a cheeseburger, you need a hot rod to look
at. Can't have hot rod nights. No cheeseburger shack.
Yeah, you could. I bet you there's big money for that stuff overseas.
Okay, so now you've got guys shipping their hot rods over to Saudi Arabia, Indonesia.
Well, if they're crazy for them, why wouldn't you? You know they got bank.
All right, but that leads to my next question.
What's that?
Here in America, whether they get shipped to Indonesia or they stay here, how long until the end of the classic car show? Because there aren't enough people that appreciate classic cars
anymore.
Yeah,
but you've also people that, you know, like they love vinyl, right? Yeah, they love all this vintage stuff, so it could come back around again. You know, some kid is looking at something on YouTube and, you know, the trend starts.
Maybe it climbs in popularity the more rare it becomes.
But it still becomes rare, which means I can't have a cruise night at Tom Walls and Avon every week. And, you know, compared to vinyl, I get why you would do that because you don't think things through. But if we walk through this idea, vinyl has become popular because I can make vinyl.
Yeah.
There are, you know, I can take an old record, make it new, repress it, and go. I can't recreate, GTO.
No, but you might want to go buy one.
But eventually those things
I guess it could go away. I don't know. I don't know what young men are into these days.
That's not what I heard.
What'd you hear?
Hope it was you. 252 WCMF, we're talking about this issue that's been going on out at the Log Cabin Restaurant in Macedon, and it's all cleared up. They've had a classic car night 30 years. 30 years, Tommy. A new permit that they needed that they were having trouble getting in the town of Macedon. They had to cancel it multiple times, but thanks to a petition, the classic car night is back. Everyone is very excited, but it does kind of feel weird that these classic car nights still exist, seeing as how car culture is not close to what it used to be even 20 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Jay. Maybe he knows more than we do. Hey, Jay, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. So I've been going to the cabin since it opened back in 97. I got engaged at the cabin. I've been at every cruise night since I was 18.
Okay.
It's not just classic cars. I actually, a couple years ago, there were brand new cars. We're talking like one dude brought a Lambo. Some guy landed a helicopter. So it's not just classic cars.
So it was classic helicopter night.
People
okay.
come from all over.
I got you. All right. I see.
Yeah, this dude, he randomly landed a helicopter in the field. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen, but it was amazing.
Okay, so classic car night is being preserved with more modern cars.
Well, I had a Lambo, but
punk-ass kids.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's actually why it got banned for a little bit, was because of the punk-ass kids.
Well, how about that helicopter landing? Maybe that pissed them off.
That was actually a long time before they banned it. It was weird. Like, the town was more okay with the helicopter than they were with kids doing burnouts in the street.
Okay. All right. Well, Jay, thanks for all the info, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Going down Jay's thought process there. Brandon writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, it's more than just classics, and they draw from all over the area. Other shows like Cars and Coffee at the Little Speed Shop is extremely popular. Kimmy, I find this very funny.
What?
Because we grew up in an era of, it's like right when American Muscle switched to, like, I'm going to modify foreign
more
cars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was less expensive, easier access.
Yeah.
And like all of those American Muscle guys hated all of my buddies.
Oh, yeah.
That would put, you know.
Your car looks like a toy.
Exactly. But like now, is it out of necessity? Those people are like starting to get together because like we're running out of classic cars.
I do wonder what the average age is, though, the guys that show up in the newer cars like Jay was talking about. Like, are those still older guys and women, or is
probably
that
guys
a younger set coming in?
Well, I mean, whether it's between 20,
because I could still see my dad thinking that new car is cool, too, you know?
Do they?
No, I wouldn't. Like, if I want to go to a hot rod show, I want to see, like, legitimate old-school hot rods.
Well, to that
but
point.
If you're just a car person?
I want to see, like, a big gleaming, like, engine and an old guy sitting in a folding chair.
And he's got one knee has a brace on it.
Always does.
But you can't tell. It's like a soft brace. You can't tell if that's a prescribed brace or he was just sore, so he went to Walmart.
From leaning over, you know, working on his clutch.
Like, maybe this will help it. You know, I'm just going to try it. To your point,
yeah.
Tommy, Nick writes us. Duffy on WCMF. The problem with guys getting that permit is the younger guys coming in with their, you know what, Hondas and old shiznit boxes doing burnouts and generally being idiots. So maybe there isn't this harmony
All right. That
we were predicting.
There's a battle.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. You talk about the car shows back at the log cabin out in Geneva. Tommy said that it's overseas people that are buying our classic American.
Well, I mean, no, you said who could you sell it to?
Yeah.
I said Saudi Arabia.
You said Saudi Arabia. Okay, all right. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey.
Morning. Hey, so I sold one of my motorcycles to a guy overseas and in Great Britain, and he said, well, he goes, I actually collect classic cars, and he sends them over to Cuba.
Cuba ain't got no money.
When I sold my motorcycle, he asked me if I had any cars for sale, if I knew anybody, because he buys them and he sends them to Cuba, and I guess he makes a ton of money selling classic cars over in Cuba.
That's really interesting. So for those who don't know, because of the embargo with Cuba back during
59,
Kennedy, yeah. So like if you go through Cuba, all of the cars that are there were a lot of them American cars that were produced.
They're still running,
and they take immaculate care of them. We can't sell things to Cuba.
No.
England can.
Yes, they can.
So they're using it as a go around to get American. That's really interesting.
Supporting communism.
Yeah, how about that,
One
Mark?
Header at a time.
How about that, Mark? Your bike supports communism. How's that feel?
Yeah, way to go.
And I wonder if that helicopter they parked out there, was that a green helicopter by any chance?
Oh, the one that went down the other day?
Yeah.
Ha! Funny. Helicopter went down. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good
stuff.
Have a good rest of the day. Should there be a legit effort to save this classic car stuff here in America?
Yes, I think we need to save the classic cars.
Well, I mean, they are like...
Like I have a concert or something like Live Aid.
It's not what I mean.
It is amazing. Like, I am not into cars whatsoever.
Or fashion.
But like... You are wearing compression socks with sneakers that have lifts in them.
They're not lifts. They're just
Is that soul. Fashion? Because I haven't seen that in magazines.
By the way, with the color of his sneakers and the gray socks, he looks like Bugs Bunny from the waist down.
You look like you're going to go play old-timey baseball. Right? No, but even me, I am not into cars at all. But I still like stop and look at that, like a
badass car
that's, you know, well taken care of, well maintained. Like you're going to be like, wow, that's you don't see that every day.
All right, these classic cars, at least the way we know them,
yeah.
They're uniquely American.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a reminder, historically, of how dominant we were in this industry for a very long time.
Everything we've lost.
Well, but look, it's what American ingenuity was capable
yes.
of.
Yes.
And what we are still capable of, if push comes to shove.
Mm-hmm.
There are examples of shows like this,
yeah.
like classic car shows, that survive past the generations that love them and know about them.
Oh, okay.
For example.
What do you got?
Air shows.
Oh, yeah.
So there are rich guys that own planes restored from World War I, World War II, Korea,
sure.
and they spend the money to take care of them and to travel and to put them on display.
And they still draw a crowd.
And that should be a dead art, but it's not.
I guess not.
Like, walk through this with me.
I'm walking.
Well, you can because you got your compression
stuff. No, I can move today, baby.
Think about percentage-wise.
Yeah.
The amount of men that knew how to fly a plane. Or had been around them working on them.
Oh, it's a sea hare.
Thanks to World War II,
well,
between
yeah.
45 and 65.
Yeah.
Like, there was a pretty significant portion of the population that had flown, had been in, or were mechanically responsible for these planes.
Yeah.
So that would draw in a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, a big pool.
Exactly. Now, that number, like you said, today.
Yeah.
Sea hare.
Yeah.
But people still come out to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's true.
Is it possible that something like a classic American car is so cool and so ingrained in our society that even in the next two generations past,
it'll still stick around.
Never goes away.
Well, they always look cool.
Well,
I mean, there's something to them.
You think they're cool because you grew up with them.
True.
Like a kid that's...
Well, it'll be interesting to see.
I think it's still going to look cool, like the older, the more time that's separated from when those cars existed.
Like, it'll be interesting to see with my grandson, and if I show him like a hot rod in the street, if he would be excited or think that's neat looking.
Yeah. No, it's a good question. Because, like, let me put it this way. You know those, like, Model Ts?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's cool to see one, like, sitting around. But, like, I don't want to run to a Model T because it's not cool looking.
True, but it is a throwback of...
Historically, yeah. I appreciate it. Like, I don't think we appreciate, and I'm not even a car guy, fully what we look at when we see a classic car. Like, what the, like, 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
What that car did for this country.
Oh, yeah.
And in that way, maybe the history needs to be preserved.
All right. Let's do it. I love hot rods.
Take a trip to Cuba. They got a whole bunch of them.
Oh, nice. I see if I've ever met Party Boat Mark. The Bay of Pigs. I already tied off there and partied one night.
No, Bay of Pigs is anytime he jumps in the lake.
I'm going to get a call from Mark now. Thanks, guys.
Well, come on. You can't make a Bay of Pigs joke about Mark and not do him with no shirt on in the lake. That would be
comedy. Well, you'd be in the canal.
Thank you.
Yes.
That'd be comedy malpractice. Yeah.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm pumped for this. I might actually go to this thing.
So you're saying it's a tasty treat.
It's my second favorite food on the planet.
Damn.
It's a
weird favorite food to have.
I'm telling you, I grew up eating this all the time. I can eat this with a knife and
just
fork
plain.
As a meal. I love this.
It's your go-to.
And you should love this because it's healthy and it's like it's what? Right up your alley.
Okay.
But you think it's peasant food.
Oh, it's low? You low eating?
You hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, yesterday kicked off Sauerkraut Weekend in Ontario County. Did you know the town of Phelps is one of the largest producers of sauerkraut in the world?
God damn.
Yes.
I have no idea.
That's according to the Phelps website.
Rotten cabbage.
Because of that, they have an annual, I guess what you would call a sauerkraut festival. It includes crafts, vendors, carnival games, rides, food, music.
You can smell it for miles.
Like, for example, tonight from 4 to 8.
Is the hot krauts?
It's the Kraut Crawl. Where you can sample alcoholic beverages from various breweries. Tomorrow, the 5K and 20K Crowder Race. And then
you want to see a bunch of people running full of sauerkraut?
I don't think you have to eat sauerkraut.
Oh, my God.
And then tomorrow afternoon is the Krautin' About Parade.
No.
That's right. I love sauerkraut and how I'm just finding out that there is a sauerkraut festival in our area.
It's the worst food.
It's the best food.
It overpowers everything. Like, when you put it on something, that's all you taste.
You can taste it just thinking about it.
That sour cabbage taste. It's awful.
I love sauerkraut. Yeah.
But you were raised low, man.
You were
a low eater when I met you.
What were you saying?
You're just eating it plain, straight out of the container.
That's gross.
So I can put it out of any meat. Like a hot dog, a burger, chicken sandwich. Like I will roast beef.
That.
I'll put sauerkraut on it.
Roast beef.
Have you had a kraut and beef sandwich?
No.
Mad good. If you handed me a bowl of sauerkraut, I would eat it and then ask for more sauerkraut. I love sauerkraut. It's one of the healthiest foods.
So the Nazis could never convince you to tell them where the bombs are coming from.
It's like the healthiest food you can eat.
Well, I mean, it's got nothing to it, but there's
no.
It's the taste.
I believe for gut health, like sauerkraut is.
Yeah, because you can't keep it down; it all comes up.
This is literally right up your alley. Like is made for you, and the only reason you don't like it is because you think you're above sauerkraut.
But it smells. It
smells good.
No, it doesn't.
Love it.
I'm not a big cabbage person.
That is weird too, because again, cabbage is one of the healthiest foods you
can. It is, but cabbage still has that assy taste to it.
And it's weird too, because you can choke down some pretty bad vegetables.
Oh, like, I didn't think you were going to say vegetables.
I know. Like, you will sit there and eat everything plain. No dippins, no nothing.
No dippins.
No
dippins. Tommy, no dippins, Mule.
And It is weird you draw the line at sauerkraut.
Yeah. Because I even hate it, like, when you go to, like, if you go to, like, the Red Wing Stadium and there's, like, that stuff of it right there. Yeah. I could smell it. What? Put that away. You're
right
ruined.
On top of my White Hut.
Oh,
right
God.
On top. And I will sit next to a stranger and I will slam my kraut dog. Ugh. And I will love every second of it. Hot dogs are designed to have sauerkraut on them.
No,
hot dogs are German.
Wait. You're Mr. Yeah. Let the meat speak for itself. Yep. Yeah. You'll cover it in sauerkraut.
So look, I won't normally do.
I don't do mustard or ketchup, but sauerkraut, guys.
Yeah, a little mustard, perfect.
I won't do a kraut burger like 95% of the time, only in like a rare occurrence. Mm. But if I'm getting a White Hot and there's kraut there, kraut's going on.
You know
that
what kraut says? You're too poor for onions. like.
I don't think of them.
I don't want to spend money on onions. This is eat this crap over here because I would put like sauteed onions on something.
Oh,
like
so
that.
I love. I would. Have you tried onions and kraut?
No, because I don't. Because I have an onion.
Okay.
I don't need the poor man's onion.
Both of
which
them
is
together
sauerkraut.
Are
really?
Phenomenal.
I don't know.
And by the way, I prefer hot kraut over cold kraut too. Like you warm that kraut up
hot
and put it on
kraut. Oh. Chicken and see.
I might do that this weekend.
Hot kraut.
I might kraut it up.
Yeah.
I kind of really want to go to this sauerkraut festival.
You should go. Well, family's not around. Go out there.
Here's what I'm concerned about.
The smell?
Well, no, not the smell. I love the smell of sauerkraut.
Oh my
it
God.
Does make it gassy.
Oh, my God. Well, cabbage, yeah. You'll be dropping ass.
But, like, you know, based on what I'm reading here with this Phelps Kraut Festival that happens this weekend, right? It's, like, a lot of stuff, but I haven't seen, like, one thing that involves actual sauerkraut. Like, there's a parade, there's a race, there's a...
Is that, like, samplings?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there is, but, like, if there was, like, unique... Like, here, try this stuff that you've never had before involving sauerkraut. I would be there in a second.
The most vulgar thing I've ever seen is when I see people have Italian sausage, like, you know, in a bun.
Yeah.
And they don't put peppers and onions on
you
it.
You put sauerkraut.
Yeah, that is, like, disrespectful.
No, I will go sauerkraut over peppers and onions any day of the week.
Peppers and onions are, like, the standard go-to on an Italian sausage sandwich.
Okay, the onions, I'll give it. Like, the peppers, like, sautéed peppers, it's like, hey, do you want something mushy that tastes like nothing? Try peppers on
a
sausage.
That's what sauerkraut is.
No, sauerkraut has
a taste. Mush.
I love how you're going, sauerkraut tastes and smells terrible. And you go, sauerkraut tastes like nothing. Sautéed peppers taste like nothing.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
And you're doing them wrong.
The onions have
you can't taste a pepper in
you
there?
You can smell
not sauteed.
It. You can taste it.
The goddamn pepper.
About? That's the most tasty part about
there's
those
there's something
toppings.
Wrong. You've been punched too much.
The hell are you talking
you
about?
You can't smell a pepper.
I know.
Peppers don't taste like anything after they've been sautéed. They taste like what you sautéed them in.
No, they taste like peppers.
No, they don't. Man,
you were the most jackass.
Old man wave. Bro, I eat stuff. You don't.
Sunday.
You don't eat nothing.
Sunday.
Yeah, and it's puny when you eat it.
No, I eat so much. Like, I got to play in a golf tournament on Sunday.
Yeah.
And at the turn, when I get my white hot, there better be sauerkraut, Mill Creek Golf Club. I'm just saying. Get out there.
Yeah, you know what? Bring your own.
That's not
put it in your bed.
Yeah, I'm going to have a cooler.
How sad would that be?
No, I'm going to bring my...
Spoonful of sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
No, that's a good idea. I may actually bring my own kraut.
Oh, nice. Packing kraut.
Yeah, kraut packing.
Packing kraut at the turn.
By the way, there are so
that's
many...
That's like the one snack you pass on if somebody offers you some.
Kraut?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
God.
You want some sauerkraut? No, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah.
I've never had
how about like a candy bar or something?
I don't... Okay, what kind of situation are you presenting?
Oh,
candy bar here, sauerkraut here. Which one do you choose?
You're the one keeping sauerkraut in your golf bag.
Okay, well, I had thought about it, but he makes
it... But also, like, it ruins everything else you eat that day.
No, it
because
doesn't!
Because it's all I'm tasting. Like, if I wanted to have
breath
beer...
Breath would be awful.
Breath would be awful. I'd be tasting that all day. I couldn't taste the beer or the drink
you
I was
eat
having.
Raw fig.
Yes, I do. That's the only way to eat a fig.
No, no. They you can prepare them.
Well, you can put it
in
new...
desserts or something.
Yeah.
You eat straight up fig.
Yes,
unprocessed, raw, off the tree fig. Yeah. There could be a wasp in that mofo, and you're going to get after me about kraut.
A wasp living inside a fig?
That's how
what
figs.
What kind of world do you live in,
give
man?
Me Google it. That's what? How figs work.
What, they have wasps in them?
Yes.
No, they don't.
You didn't know this.
I've been around fig trees. I've never seen a wasp.
Which is why
so it'd be buried inside the fig.
Yes.
I wouldn't see it.
Yes.
I would bite it, and then it would bite me back.
How have you been around figs your whole life and you didn't know this?
That's
well,
crap.
I stand corrected.
I've never seen that.
Yes, some figs can contain dead fig wasps. It's a natural and often digested part of the fig's life cycle.
Never I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Never seen it.
I've been around figs my whole life. I've never heard about the thing that makes a fig a fig. I've never heard a thing about a thing that makes it what it actually is, man. Wait, they make hamburgers out of cows? Are you sure? Are you sure?
I never heard.
You don't even know what you put in your mouth, whether it's food or Saturday night. Other food is what I prefer.
Yeah, I understand.
Gotcha.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.